Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Opportunities listed in the Arizona Republic this week include the following. Under the healthcare category, Arizona Kidney Disease and Hypertension Center, LLC, doing business as AKDHC, seeks nephrologist to work at multiple locations throughout Yavapai County in Arizona, perform physical examinations, diagnose, treat, and manage illnesses and diseases which affect the kidneys. This requires a medical degree and a state medical license, or be eligible for state medical license and completion of a fellowship in nephrology. Email your resume to kklein at akdhc.com. That email address, once again, that you'll email your resume to is kklein at akdhc.com. Then, under the professional category, Tailstorm Health Incorporated. Tailstorm Health Incorporated, a Chandler, Arizona-based pharmaceutical manufacturing firm, has multiple openings for jobs. ID 11229, Finance and Operations Specialist. Education and experience requirements along with remuneration as provided on the website. Travel and relocation may be required. Details at www.tailstormhealth, that's all one word, tailstormhealth.com, or you can send your resume to i.cardenas at medivanthealth.com and include the job ID number in the email. That job ID number was 11229. And that resume email address was, oh, that's not an I, that's a J. J.CARDENAS at Medivant Health. That's MedivantHealth.com. Tailstorm Health Incorporated, a Chandler, Arizona-based pharmaceutical manufacturing firm. Next, we have a residential care supervisor in Scottsdale, Arizona. A resident care supervisor, Scottsdale, Arizona. Bachelor's degree in nursing, education, or special education. Send your resume to the Arizona Department of Senior Services, Attention Chandler. Call 1011 East Saddlehorn Trail, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85255. Once again, you would send your resume to Arizona Department of Senior Services, Attention Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. The second word is call, C-A-L-L. The address is 1011, that's 1011 East Saddlehorn Trail, T-R-A-I-L, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85255. A resident care supervisor. Then, under the next one is Safeway Incorporated is hiring a technical project management slash IT AI operations in Phoenix, Arizona. This is a hybrid role. May telecommute part of the week, reports to Phoenix domestic travel one time per quarter for meetings, must have a legal right to work in the United States, it's subject to background checks. You would email your resume to ta.applications@albertsons.com, attention m.varona, V-A-R-O-N-A, and reference job number 0409AR in the subject line. 0409AR. That was a technical project management slash IT/AI operations in Phoenix. Next, we have Senior Business Analyst at GoDaddy Incorporated, LLC, GoDaddy.com, LLC. In Tempe, Arizona, we'll perform complex business requirements, analyze, define business needs, document new business requirements. Telecommuting is permissible. GoDaddy's compensation may vary based on an individual's qualifications at the time of the offer. The annual base salary is $104,500 per year. It requires a master's degree in marketing analytics, statistics, or related field, plus 3 years of experience as a business analyst or related occupation, and must include 2 years of experience with each of the following: SQL for data discovery, aggregation, and extraction, then business intelligence tools, including Tableau or DOMO, managing digital products, KPIs within subscription-based business models, utilizing Bayesian and frequentist experimentation, including the use of casual impact package in R and Python. There's a whole mess of them here. Holy mackerel. Qualtrics and Google Analytics, product analytics skills, including customer retention analytics, exploratory analysis, recommendation writing, financial reporting with GTM for monetization, collaborating with and influencing cross-functional product teams, including software engineers, designers, product managers, and data scientists. Send your resume via email to resume@godaddy.com and reference job number 2061 in the subject line. resume@godaddy.com, and in the subject line, reference 2061. That is for a senior business analyst at GoDaddy.com, LLC in Tempe, Arizona. Next, we have Lucid USA Incorporated, L-U-C-I-D, Lucid, has multiple openings in Casa Grande, Arizona. The first one is a manufacturing systems specialist. Then they have a senior engineer materials compliance. These are the two listed. The manufacturing systems specialist has a job number, R937. The letter R, 937. Develop and maintain integrated systems for managing manufacturing systems. Requires a master's degree or foreign equivalent in industrial and systems engineering, manufacturing engineering, system engineering or related field, and 6 months experience in integrated and top of manufacturing systems. Then the other one, the senior engineer for materials compliance, the job number is S1358, the letter S1358, to develop and implement processes for evaluating manufacturing materials. This requires a master's degree or foreign equivalent in material science, chemical engineering or related field, and 3 years of material engineering experience. For both of those jobs, you can email your resume to jobs1@lucidmotors.com. So that's jobs and then the numeral 1 at Lucid Motors, all one word, LUCIDMOTORS.com, and you have to reference the job numbers in the subject line. That was Lucid USA Incorporated. Then we have Healthcare Design Coordinator, multiple positions, Stantec Architecture Incorporated in Chandler, Arizona. Multiple positions, Healthcare Design Coordinator. And the company, I guess, is Stantec, S-T-A-N-T-E-C, Architecture Incorporated. It's in Chandler. Here's what they've written. To conceptualize and develop building design from both functional and aesthetic perspective in concert with clients' requirements, budget, and program. Now, the requirements required a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in architecture or related field, and 5 years of post-bachelor's progressive relevant work experience, or a master's degree and 3 years of relevant work experience. Telecommuting is permitted 2 days per week. Travel to various locations throughout the U.S. is required, up to 15% of your time. Employer will accept any suitable combination of education, training, or experience, and interested applicants should email their resume to hr apply@stantec.com, and in the subject line, type in Healthcare Design Coordinator. So the email address is hrapply, that's all one word, @stantec.com, stantec.com. In the subject line, type in Healthcare Design Coordinator. Our next opportunity is with the company called Michael J. Valente Contracting Incorporated. Michael J. Valente, V-A-L-E-N-T-E, Contracting Incorporated. They have a full-time estimator position in Phoenix, Arizona. The duties include revising, planning, and bidding properties for projects. Consult with and provide guidance to project superintendents and managerial staff in regards to the requirements for construction designs and models. Use design software and drawing tools to render and complete designs, plan specifications, perfect quantity and material takeoffs using estimating software and prep cost estimates, budgeting and bid proposals with building management software. Plan project based on analysis of relevant drawings, blueprints, aerial photos, survey reports, maps and geography and topography data. Estimate materials, equipment and something to determine project cost. Collaborate with contractors to ensure project progress. Monitor project progress and ensure design specs and safety standards are met. This requires a master's degree in civil engineering or related field, or construction management or related field, and at least 1 year of experience. You would email your resume to martha@mjvc.net. Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, @mjvc.net, and include in the subject line the job code SP4901, SP4901. And that was a full-time estimator in Phoenix with the Michael J. Valente Contracting Company. Then we have an ad from Wilson School District Number 7. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. They're still advertising for, certified positions, a pre-K through third grade teacher, a fourth through eighth grade certified teacher, junior high ELA teacher, junior high special ed teacher, math interventionist, an audio-video teacher, a new teacher mentor, an ELD coach, and a gifted and talented teacher. Our hiring salary range is between $51,000 to $52,000 per year, but teachers with the following education level can earn an additional salary. If it's a bachelor's degree plus 15 hours of college work, that's an extra $1,140. A bachelor's degree plus 30 hours is an extra $2,280. A bachelor's degree plus 45 college hours or a master's degree is $3,420 extra. In addition, teachers can earn other possible payments for National Board Certified Teacher, $3,000, a Bilingual Education Endorsement, $1,500, an ESL Endorsement, $1,000 extra, or a provisional ESL, $500 extra. And then they've got a listing here. Teachers can earn a performance pay of up to $3,000. They also offer a hard-to-fill stipend for teachers to teach in the following positions. If you're hired as a special ed teacher, you get an extra $2,000. A math teacher, $1,500. A science teacher, $1,500. A speech language teacher, $1,000. But you're only eligible for one of those hard-to-fill stipends. So those were the certified positions. Now, they have some other positions that are considered classified openings. They have a speech and language pathologist, $50,117 to $60,117 per year, depending upon experience. And they offer an additional $1,000 for that hard-to-fill stipend. Substitute teachers are $150 a daily rate, $175 per day if it's long-term. It used to be that if you were hired for 20 days or more, it was considered a long-term position, it would be at the $175 rate. But you have to have Arizona certification and a fingerprint clearance card required for both. A speech-language pathologist assistant paid at $16.01 up to $18.38 per hour, depending upon experience. This is a 10-month school year schedule, 40 hours per week. Special ed secretary, $15.30 up to $17.46 per hour, depending upon experience. This is a 12-month school year position with benefits at 40 hours per week. And then they're looking for regular instructional assistants and special ed instructional assistants at $16 an hour. They want someone who has an AA or an associate's degree or 60 credit hours of college work. It's a 10-month school year position. There are some benefits with that. It's considered 37 and a half hours per week. Then there's a crossing guard, $14.35 per hour, 4 hours per day. It's a split shift. Have to be alert and careful while manning an assigned school crossing. This is considered part-time work and there are no benefits. Now, all of these job duties and descriptions may be viewed online, and their address, first off, they have a web address for the whole district. So if you want to know more about the district, you would go to www.wsd.k12, and the 1-2 are numerals, so K, numeral 1, numeral 2, .az.us. That's the information about the whole district. But to get the specifics about the job duties and descriptions, that website is https://wilsonelementary7, that's Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, E-L-E-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y, and then the numeral 7, .cloud, C-L-O-U-D, .talentedk12, and the 1-2 are numerals, so that's T-A-L-E-N-T-E-D-K, numeral 1, numeral 2, .com, /hire, H-I-R-E, /index, I-N-D-E-X, .A-S-P-X. And those were the job opportunities with Wilson School District Number 7 in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, that's the job opportunities as found in the Arizona Republic this past week. Since we're getting near the end of the year, I thought we'd take a look at a couple of school districts around the valley who are beginning to hire for next year. And so the first one that I thought about was in the southwest corner of the valley, Laveen School District, L-A-V-E-E-N School District. It's an elementary school district. It's a K-8 school district. It operates 9 schools, serves about 7,500 students this year. And it's one of 13 elementary school districts in the Phoenix area that feeds into the Phoenix Union High School District. So in your computer's web browser, you would type in Laveen School District, L-A-V-E-E-N. And when you click search, it brings up the first item is the Laveen School District. You click on that title. It loads their web page. And their web page is actually at laveenschools.org. And then you have a icon on the left, top left corner of a tree, the title Laveen School District, and then you have some tabs to the right of that. And the tabs to the right of that are About Laveen, Our Schools, Programs and Services, Departments, and Employment. If you put your cursor on the word Employment and click on it, A drop-down menu appears, and you have job openings, how to apply, employment benefits, average teacher salaries, and salary schedules. So we're going to click on job openings, and it then loads their job openings page. And you have to scroll down. There's a welcome and a little menu, and then job listings, and then a search bar underneath that. And then it lists in 1, 2, 3, 4 columns, actually 5. From left to right, you get the job title, then the date it was posted to the right of that. To the date to the right of that is a column marked type, where it'd be associates or certified non-teacher or administrative or guest teacher. To the right of that is the location, whether it would be the district office or Vista del Sur Accelerated Academy or school to be determined. And then finally to the right of that is a button to apply. So I don't see any way to, there is a, under posting date, you can sort by, it looks like from earliest to, from the soonest to the latest. So then that's the only option you have. So on the left-hand side, you have each of the job titles is listed with a line underneath it. So 2324 Data Architect Coordinator. This is in the administrative, in the district office. Underneath that is a licensed practical nurse, school to be determined. Then an associate instructional special education, student-specific one-on-one at Trailside Point. And then an associate instructional preschool, student-specific one-to-one ratio Australia Foothills, 12 hours. And then associate supervisory, Vista del Sol, and associate supervisory, Trailside Point. Well, what does an associate supervisory do? That's interesting. I'm just going to put my cursor over that title, click on it. It loads the job page. They prefer a high school diploma or general education degree, reports to the principal, supervises, organizes, and redirects student behavior while at recess or lunch, either indoors or outdoors. Performance responsibilities, monitors students for safe activity while students in the cafeteria during lunch periods, in serving lines while eating and during cafeteria dismissal. Reports all student injuries, accidents, illnesses, and discipline problems to the appropriate authority immediately or as soon as reasonably possible. Assist students in securing trays, food, seating, and dismissal. Assist cafeteria staff in cleaning up spills and accidents. Takes all necessary and reasonable precautions to protect students, equipment, materials, and facilities. Performs other lunchroom supervisory duties as assigned by building administrators and performs other job duties as assigned. Then it lists the competencies, the language skills, the technology skills, the physical demands, the terms of employment. It's a 10-month employee pay and benefits. And then the evaluation. A performance to be evaluated in accordance with the board policy on evaluation of support personnel. And then at the bottom of the page, when you reach the bottom, it says, the primary location is Trailside Point Performing Arts Academy. Salary range, $16.15 per hour. And the shift type is part-time, FTE 0.375. So that gives you that information. And at the top of the page, you can download the job posting, you can print the job posting, or in the upper right-hand corner, you can apply for this position. And that's how we find, I'm going to click on the back arrow button and go back to the main page to see if there's, I don't see anything at this point that says certified teacher. Oh, here we go. 2024-25 drama theater teacher. Oh, that's interesting. And then there's a guest teacher at Cheatham School. Cafeteria worker, crossing guard. Here's a speech language pathologist. Here's a technology teacher. Special education resource teacher. Psychologist. Preschool teacher, music teacher, kindergarten teacher, art teacher, and these are all listed. What I'm seeing there is they're all listed as 2024-25, fourth grade teacher, third grade teacher, second grade teacher, And then it says school to be determined in the far right column. So that's how Levine School District handles their job postings and on their website. And you can actually get to that page. Let's see, how can I do this? LevineElementary.TEDK12.com, and that should take you straight to this page rather than going into the generic Levine Elementary School District page. But that will get you to their job listing page. Now, just north of the Levine School District is the school district called Riverside School District number 2. And when you load their page of Riverside School District, you get a listing. You click on the title, it loads the page, and across the top of the screen, at the very, very top, left to right, home, about us, schools, departments, news and events, employment, website help, and contact us. Well, if you put on your cursor on employment, you get working with us as a drop-down menu, then job openings, and then RESD number 2 HR department Facebook. So we're just going to go down and click on job openings and see how that loads. Then we have a Riverside Elementary School District number 2, a highly excelling school district. Then the job listings, and it's set up the same way that Levine Elementary School District is. You can scroll down the page, and they have application, they have job title on the left side, then posting date to the right of that, then the type of job posting it is to the right of that, and then the location to the right of that, and then an apply button for each one of the jobs to the right of that. So that's how we do that. So you've gotten some job opportunities today from a couple school districts and from the Arizona Republic. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with SunSounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. Have a great week. Bye-bye.